Sunday Memoirs, a focus on Black Solutionists, Part 3. Reginald Francis Lewis, the first Black billionaire. Just Reward. In 1993, the Reginald F. Lewis International Law Center at Harvard was dedicated in honor of one of the school's most prestigious admired sons and benefactors. Lewis is the first Black American recipient of such an honor within Harvard's major campus facilities. His generous gift to the university created fellowships in his name established to increase diversity within legal academia. The Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture, an 82,000 square foot facility that celebrates the Black American experience in Maryland, was opened in 2005. Complete with exhibits, educational programs, and services, the museum offers hope, pride, and inspiration to all people. Lewis's influence is being felt halfway around the world today. Located in her hometown, Sorsogon City, Philippines, Lewis's wife, Loida, established Lewis College in honor of her late husband. The school is serving over 2,000 students from preschool to college, providing scholarships that open doors of opportunity to deserving young people and changing lives forever. At Virginia State University, the College of Business was named after Reginald F. Lewis. The school prepares students to compete in a global high-tech society. The Reginald F. Lewis High School in Baltimore, Maryland, inspires and teaches urban students to embrace entrepreneurship and law as future careers. With Lewis as their role model, the young people in the school can learn how to follow in his footsteps and not only reach for the stars, but grab them. An American legacy. The legacy of Lewis's life has been left for all of us. It is an example of what we can achieve beyond our imagination and how we can accomplish life goals and dreams. His phenomenal success paved the way for many others by leading the way and breaking the glass ceiling for those who would come after him. When we're confronted with a challenge or working against superior resources or odds, I frequently wonder if what we are doing is worth the effort, he said. The answer was a resounding yes. His inspiration came from Black ancestors, the seemingly insurmountable challenges that Black Americans who gave before us faced and overcame. Their odds were even greater, and they taught us how to persevere. Lewis knew how important it was to tap into the most underutilized pools of talent in the inner city and rural areas. It is his assertion that all our resources must be developed in order to increase productivity and success within the Black American community and within the broader society. Knowing that our united success as a people and a nation is dependent upon the success of us all, he inspired talented people to do their best work. His daughter, Christina, continues the mission of advocacy through All Star Code, a foundation she created to teach computer programming skills to Black and Hispanic youth, and to develop entrepreneurs along the way. TLC still advances Lewis's work to support others by empowering students from low-income families in the Philippines towards success through access to high-quality education. You've been listening to BH365, A Focus on Black Solutionists, with Reginald F. Lewis, Part 3. To find out more about Black Solutionists, purchase our book today, BH365, An Inclusive Account of American History, at bh365.org.